Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Good morning. Good morning. I do have an important announcement to make, folks. I got a real important announcement. But first, could Speaker Mike Johnson could he be promised something bigger? Could he be being promised a shot at the presidency? Now, folks, you may think that's crazy, but I'm talking to a lot of people that this is absolutely a possibility. How they would do it, I'm not too sure. But you always got the evil people in the background. Do this. Change that. Make this happen. Do that. Vote this way. Give us the money. And we will do everything for you. We will open up the world for you. Folks, I want to say thank you to all of you. 300,000. We hit 300,000. On my YouTube channel, and I feel like I've been throttled. I feel like I could easily be at 500,000. I feel like I'd easily be at 500,000, but the contest is paying off. So keep it going, folks. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Don't stop. May 31st is when I'll be announcing the winner. First place, 1,500. Second place, 1,000. Third place, 500 buckaroos in your pocket. Folks, Venmo D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, when the lights go out, leave an honest review. And my mama's book, The Mexican Mix, just leave an honest review. So I'm going to go through this pretty quick here, and I do have an announcement to make. It's an important episode because I'm going to try to get you all to see something that's happening behind the scenes, and it's all adding up to me. First of all, Laura Eisenhower is on fire on NinosCorner.tv. She hit 1 million views on X with her what she says Truman signed with in World War II. Did we really lose that war? Did he sign a unconditional surrender? Now, I don't want to go too much into it on FluffTube, but Laura Eisenhower, President Eisenhower's granddaughter, is dropping serious intel that puts a lot of the pieces together for us all. And that's on NinosCorner.tv. Laura Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, Ike, President Eisenhower's granddaughter, is on there right now. Coming clean, was there an unconditional surrender? I'll leave that for you to decide, to you know who, the guy with the funny mustache. All right, folks, Noble Gold, folks, Noble Gold. Gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. I didn't even know that. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up even more, folks. UBS even said it would go up another 5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing off the hook. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you should too. You can do the same. And if you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free 1/4 gold standard coin. Free, folks, only if you qualify. You got to qualify for an account. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com right now, folks. Get started. Guess what I'm going to do, folks? I got the ghetto timer. The ghetto timer. Are you all going to be with me? Bing! All right. So, Telegram, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. X, Nino Boxer. Patriotwear.com. Get a fuck them all. That's my outlook on a lot of shit right now. Fuck them all. Nino's Corner. Laura Eisenhower is up there right now. I got Kerry Cassidy coming up. Rob Cunningham, we have it all. Victory is ours. Really feel good podcast. You'll love that one. Dr. Pierre Corey, you've seen him on Tucker. You've seen him on Russell Brand, and you've seen him on Joe Rogan. He came on Nino's Corner to discuss this. Yeah. Facts from fiction, folks. And I got to say, there's a new term I want to use. It's called legal fictions. We're seeing a lot of legal fictions these days. The Ghost is up there, and Juan O'Savin's coming up. Sheila Holm, she's an audience favorite. Sheila Holm is the next general, May 30th at 5 p.m. So a lot of people wanted her on. I listened to you. We're bringing Sheila Holm on. And, folks, I just want to say once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me get to 300,000 on YouTube. I wish my Instagram would get unthrottled, but it is what it is. Folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Let's go. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Yeah. All right. Fog it up again. All right, folks. Let me make myself very clear here, and I'm going to make myself very, very clear. I don't tolerate the hate of any select kind of race, creed, orientation, religion, or affiliation. Now, I understand there's extremist people and groups and every type of race and religion. That's just the way it is. That's on a broad spectrum. That's everybody, folks. People basically suck. I don't discriminate. They are inserting agitators right now within movements, within groups, and you got to beware of this. If they're not talking about unity and they're pointing fingers at select groups of people, they're to blame. They're the bad ones. Oh, they're bad. That's hatred. That's what beats us. That's what gives this to the globalists. Do you understand that? That's how we lose. That's called gasoline on the fire. They want you fighting amongst each other and divide, 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 further divide, 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 to where you're all just hating each other and then finally hating yourself. And then they come in order out of chaos. And this is how they introduce new laws like they're passing right now, Mike Johnson. This is how they tweak things like the Bible. Folks, this is real. This is really happening right now. And what are they doing? They're making you hate certain select groups of people. Now, agitators are being inserted everywhere. From what I got the news on this. I'm talking full scale. I can't say this word on YouTube, but you're going to have people that you're going to be looking up to that are going to be stoking the fire, and they're put there for that reason, to stoke the fire further. Now, me personally, I hate all people the same. I'm not prejudiced against any one person. I look at them all the same, okay? People suck. And I personally, you know, I put that on my ex. I don't discriminate. All people suck, okay? Just my opinion. That's just me. I've learned that through boxing. Who I thought were my friends were never really my friends. I learned that the hard way. I learned the real hard way. I learned in the school of hard knocks. I learned bullshit from fucking get-go, folks. And let me tell you, boxing is the toughest business you can be in. They're flesh peddlers, and I was the hoe to the pimps, and that's just the way it was. And I learned from a very, very young age the real world, folks. Remember, I was raised on the border. I was raised in El Paso, Texas, going back and forth to the most dangerous city in the world. See that, Juarez? I got my wits about me, folks. I know what's going on. I know bullshit when I see it. And a lot of you are going to sit here and say, oh, well, why do you have this person on? Why do you have that person on? Why do you have this? Because I lay it out for you all to play it out, folks. And there's some people that you hate that I like. But I'm not going to say it. But there's agitators, and I'm going to read you an excerpt right now of why this is so important, and whether you believe it to be tinfoil hat shit or not, listen up. Listen up to this, because I want you to really digest this, what I'm about to lay out for you all. Yeah, I'm on it today. I've had some strong coffee. I shaved a little bit. I got rid of the gray whiskers. I was sick of looking old. I was looking in the mirror, and I was going, fuck. What's going on here? This is happening really fast. So we told you it's about to get scarier and scarier as they go in for full control, and as we come into November, it's going to get scary. They're going for full power, full control, folks. Oh, wow. Finally, someone gave it the super chat. Thank you very much, Bonnie Blackwood. Hey, Bonnie from the block. All right, we haven't even hit the climax yet. Let me repeat this. We have not hit the climax yet. Okay, we haven't. And I would appreciate if you would like and share this video. The contest is real. We got up to 300,000. I am looking at the emails, and I'm going to pick somebody, a first, second, and third place. So share and like. But we've now hit a new phase of the game, from what I'm understanding. And the new phase of the game is absolute power. I'm going to read you a paragraph right now from a Scottish Mason, Albert Pike. And I've done some shows on this. And yes, I know I interrupted Susan Bradford. I understand. I get it. I get a little excited, folks. I'm sorry. Some things just get me excited. All right. So this is a paragraph that I'm going to read from Albert Pike to Mazzini. All right, it's a letter, open letter. Now, I first saw this in the 90s in high school, and it resonated with me, and I was like, ah. And I could say maybe that was really the first time I really started waking up to all this and really seeing it for what it is. We're all being played, okay? Thank you so much for the super chat. So this is FluffTube, so I must phrase it. This is conspiracy. This is absolute conspiracy. This is FluffTube, so I got to say that what I'm about to read to you is absolute conspiracy. No proof on it, but it may. I just want you to think a little bit about what I'm reading here and where we're at in this stage of the game right now. Here is the excerpt about World War III from Albert Pike's letter to Mazzini. Take what you want from this. Now he mapped out three world wars, the first and the second. Now, those two you can go back and read, but this is the third one, and that's all I'm going to be reading to you. And you tell me if this sounds like we're here. The third world war must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur. The agent. Hello. Of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslimic Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on the issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, agenturs, people that are agitating, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity. They're going after Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass and direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration. will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer brought finally out in the public view. Do you see that happening now? The manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And then it goes into some other things here that I don't want to go into, but this was, I believe, 1871. I could be wrong. 1871. Someone might want to correct me on that. But folks, I got to say, this is conspiracy. This is tinfoil hat stuff. This is not real. This is not real. This is conspiracy tinfoil hat stuff. But I thought I'd bring it out to you just for things that make you go, hmm. All right. So as I read into my segment here and as I go into this, I want you to keep this in mind. I want you to really keep about what I just read to you in your mind and think, huh, yeah, okay. Agitators. People are out there stoking the fire. People are out there creating movements within movements and creating their own movements to stoke the fire, to get you to go, yeah, I don't like those people. Yeah, you know what? They're to blame. Or you know what? They're to blame. Wrong! We all need to unite and come together. That's how we win this. We're all the same, folks. We all got the same blood coursing through our veins. And like I said, I don't discriminate against anybody. I fucking hate all people the same. So this is coming from me. House passes GOP anti-you-know-what bill. And when I say anti-you-know-what, you know what? Those certain people that they just can't like. Because too many people are starting to hate them. So that gives them a reason. That gives them a reason to pass bills. The more you hate a certain group of people, the more fucking bills they pass. Get it? Let me see if you get it. Do you understand that the more agitators that are out there causing you to dislike a group, the more bills they pass? Do you guys see this? That's what's happening right now. So, House passes GOP anti-you-know-what bill amid college unrest. So, because of the college unrest, which was, wait a minute, who brought all those people here in the first place? Oh, yeah, Mr. O brought all of them here a while back. For a time such as now, the House passed the Anti-You-Know-What Awareness Act on Wednesday amid unrest in college campuses. The bill, which was introduced by a bipartisan group of lawmakers, passed 320-91. So the politicians are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. The measure was led by Rep. Mike Lawler, a Republican out of New York, who had 15 Democratic co-sponsors, many Republicans and Democrats who voted against the bill, and it infringes on free speech. It requires the Department of Education to use the international, Remembrance Alliance working definition of anti-you-know-what when enforcing federal anti-discrimination laws. The working definition says anti-you-know-what is in part a certain perception of the J people. The J people. Oh, man, I love it. Isn't it fun playing these games with me, folks? It's like charades. It's like we're playing little, it's like the game Clue. I don't know. You know that I'm going to start. I don't know why I keep rubbing my nose. Don't get it. No, I'm not. I'm not doing this again. Nope. I'm still 4 years. I'm coming up on 4 years, 5 months sober. But I don't know why my nose is itching. I'm going to start playing board games, folks. I think I'm going to go back to playing board games. I want to do something like, I want to feel that, what I used to feel as a kid. You know, do you guys remember playing board games at the table with your family and how you would all just come together and it was just felt really good and like everyone was laughing and shouting and That's what I want to go back to that. I'm going to start doing that. I think this technology is cutting us all off, killing human connection. Anyway, several Democrats took issue with the alliance's definition of anti-you-know-what and some of the contemporary examples on anti-you-know-what listed by the group. Democratic Rep. Jerry Nadler, who is a J person, said he took issues with the bill because it would put the thumb on the scale in favor of the definition of anti-you-know-what and could chill constitutionally protected free speech. Nadler voted against the bill. So good for you, Nadler. Good for you. The definition of anti-you-know-what has been fraught, especially amid the ongoing protests at colleges and the universities across the country in connection with the war in Gaza. Student protesters critical of the Israeli government's military actions in Gaza have continued to face accusations of anti-you-know-what. As politicians from across the ideological spectrum react to the widening demonstrations in college campuses. The House's vote came as those college protests rage on. Many pro-Palestinian protesters are calling for their colleges to divest of funds from Israel military operations, while some J students on the campuses, you like how I'm doing this? The J people. Oh, boy. On the campuses, as well as the elected officials, have called the protests anti-you-know-what and said they are scared for their safety. So let's enact more laws, more push through more laws. And as they stoke the fire more and more, folks, this is the perfect storm. This is the perfect storm. How did they do this? Ask yourself, how did they accomplish this? It took decades to do this, folks. I'm just opening your eyes. All of you see this. All of you, my audience knows what's up. You all know what's up. You love Scrabble? I do too. I used to make up words and be like, look it up in the dictionary. Look it up, it's there. And it was never there. Sometimes I would get lucky and I'd be like, yes! Saudi Arabia to start arresting anyone who comments against Israel. Are you serious? Hey, how do you guys like that? I just had that guy on my show. Are you serious? What's his name? Paul Bagley or something like that? Saudi Arabia to start arresting anyone who comments against Israel on social media, Bloomberg reports. So Saudi Arabia has stepped up the arrest of citizens, has stepped up the arrest of citizens for social media posts related to the Israel-Hamas war as the kingdom signals a readiness to agree to diplomatic relations with the J People State, the article says. Anyone who dares to insult Netanyahu goes to jail now. How you like that? Biden signs Ukraine aid, TikTok ban, bills after Republican battle. Washington President Joe Biden signed a hard-fought bill. He signed the hard-fought bill into law on Wednesday that provides billions of dollars to the new U.S. aid to Ukraine for its war with Russia, notching a rare bipartisan victory for the president as he seeks re-election and ending months of wrangling with Republicans in Congress. It gives the support to America's partners so they can defend themselves from the threats to their sovereignty, folks. Threats to their sovereignty. Russia is a threat. The social media platform is particularly popular in the left-leaning young Americans and group crucial to Biden's victory in November. Biden, a Democrat. Oh, yeah. So it says Biden also signed a separate bill tied to the legislation that bans TikTok, banning TikTok in the United States if its owner, the Chinese tech firm ByteDance, whole. See, folks, I make fun of everybody, okay? Nobody escapes the wrath of Rodriguez, okay? I even make fun of myself. I make a lot of fun of myself. So that ended when the Republican-controlled House and Representatives abruptly changed course and approved four bills that included funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other U.S. partners. We're funding the whole fucking war. We're funding all of them, folks. All your tax dollars, all of it. is being used right now, just spread out. Okay. None of this shit's going here. None of it's going to our border at all. We're just sending it out abroad. All our money's just going. But understand this. They're in the confines of America, Inc. They're in a sandbox. Picture Biden in a sandbox making a mess. We have the perimeter surrounded, and we're watching him make this mess in the sandbox. So let him take down the whole fucking thing, folks. Let him do it. Better him do it than Mr. T. This can't happen on Mr. T's watch. Do I make sense? I hope I do. So as all of this happens, what the fuck just happened? And let's go into this. They literally just passed a law that makes parts of the Bible illegal? Question mark. Yeah. For example, Bible passages that state that the Jew people. What they did to Jesus. Well, Mike Johnson, proclaimed Christian, a Christian, is changing things up, folks. And let me get into this right now. This is crazy. And you got to remember, all these people have dual citizenship with Israel. So Republicans voting for bill that could make Bible illegal outrages MAGA. So MAGA conservatives voice outrage at congressional Republicans voting for the anti-you-know-what Awareness Act over concerns it would make the Bible illegal. Congress on Wednesday passed the bill, which would require the Department of Education to use the International Remembrance Alliance, I don't want to say that word, working attention of anti-you-know-what when enforcing anti-discrimination laws. It comes as colleges across the United States have seen pro-Palestine protests that critics say at times have allegedly veered into anti-you-know-what. So as long as that fire is stoking, right, as long as people, agitators, and by the way, paid agitators are coming onto these campuses, paid agitators are starting movements to get people to say, you know what, I don't like those people. And let me tell you, folks, I even have them on my show. I even bring them on ninoscorner.tv. One of them is Dustin, right? But Dustin, I don't think, is an agitator. This guy really believes what he believes. So, you know, I let him have the floor and get his point across. A lot of my audience likes listening to him, but I have a different perspective on all this. I have my own opinions. So anti-you-know-what is a certain perception of the J people, which may be expressed as hatred toward the Jays. Rhetoric and physical manifestations of anti-you-know-what are directed toward the J people or non-J people individuals and or their property toward the J people. The bill drew bipartisan criticism on both Democrats and Republicans voting against it. Critics argue the bill, if signed into law, stifles free speech that is protected by the U.S. Constitution and is overly broad in its definition of anti-you-know-what, pointing to the definition, including claiming that the existence of the state of you-know-what is a racist endeavor. Some conservatives are taking issue with the bill over the IHRA definition of anti-you-know-what, including claims of the J people killing Jesus, arguing that it could mean that parts of the Bible would now become illegal. Oh boy, they stoking this fire, folks. That's what this whole segment is about today. People stoking the fire. Beware of the agitators. I don't give a shit how charismatic they are, and I'm a charismatic guy. But I'm going to tell you right now, I hate all people the same, okay? I don't select any group of people. I just go, you suck, you suck, you suck, and you suck. But there are people out there right now, and I'm just telling you this, that are being brought in to agitate. Go back to what I read about Albert Pike. Columbia goes remote after campus arrests. Columbia is making all classes and final exams remote due to concerns over an evolving campus environment, the university said in a letter on Wednesday. The big picture, the shift in the final days of the semester comes after more than 100 pro-Palestine protesters were arrested at the university on Tuesday in the biggest escalation yet of the Ivy League school's response to demonstrations over the Israel-Hamas war. The arrests were preceded by protesters barricading entrances of the university building, which leadership warned would result in their expulsion. The following move to suspend students refusing to leave their on-campus encampment. You know, this would be a godsend for me if I went to these universities. I didn't really go to college. I went a couple semesters, and I was like, eh, not for me. I'm going to go get punched in the head for a living. That's what I decided to do. Israel terror victors sue anti-you-know-what campus groups for aiding Hamas. Okay, what? So here we go with the lawsuits, lawfare. Israeli victims of Hamas, October 7th terror spree, are the suing two anti-you-know-what campus groups, alleging they are partially liable for the attack due to their role of as collaborators and propagandists for Hamas. So the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court Wednesday seeks damages for nine American and Israeli victims of Hamas's unprecedented terror assault. It targets two campus umbrella groups, American Muslims and Palestine, and National Students for Justice in Palestine, that are responsible for fomenting a tidal wave of anti-you-know-what protests on college campuses across the country. So let's follow the money, folks. Let's all follow the money right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, who's funding them? Who's funding these groups, these agitators, these paid agitators? So paid agitators are on the rise, says right here. I'm not making this up. What to know about outside agitators? What to know about outside agitators? Cops say are co-opting Columbia protests. You don't say. Huh. That would make a lot of sense for what I just read earlier. Go back and listen to the program in the beginning. It all makes sense. I'm putting all these pieces of the puzzle together for you. Protests at Columbia University against the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza have been allegedly co-opted by what New York police say. Officials described as professional outside agitators, bent on sowing chaos and violence. Top police brass and protesters affiliated with Columbia University have been escalating the violence. There you go. On Thursday morning, the NYPD said a preliminary analysis of the 282 people arrested Tuesday night at Columbia and the City College of New York, 47% were not even affiliated with the school, folks. There you go. There you have it. 47% were not even affiliated with Columbia University. And my timer's about to go off. Oh, boy. I'll wait till it goes off. Ooh, it's about to go off any second. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Here comes the next commercial, folks. Don't go anywhere. Here we go. I'm just going to do it. Bing. All right, folks. GutCleanseProtocol.com/Nino. I'm going to see my fucking viewers drop. All right, speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by potential toxin that's in all of your, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues. According to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist, this is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort. We all get some of that. And stiff joints, even skin problems. These are due to toxins in your bloodstream and in your tissues. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods that you think are healthy. and it's far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix this problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden potential toxin. So you can go find it yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. Gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. Get started. It's in the link below. Hit the link below, folks, and get started cleaning out your gut, your filthy gut. All right, let's get back to this. Swedish police approve Quran burning. Do you see how this is happening everywhere right now, folks? Do you see how this is just picking up pace? Agitation, agitation. Keep the agitators going. So this is all desired, folks. This is all desired to stoke the fire further and further and further. So Swedish police approve. They approve. Okay, they're approving this. Why would they do that? Why would they approve Quran burning event in Malmo ahead of Eurovision? So authorities in Malmo, Sweden, I hope I said that right, have granted permission for a Quran burning event scheduled to take place tomorrow. Why would they do that? Why would you say that's okay? Why would you disrespect any people or their religion and say that, oh, that's fine, we can do that? Do you see what they're doing, folks? Stoking the fire, stoking the fire. And everybody's in on this, as far as I can see. A Quran burning event scheduled to take place tomorrow, igniting concerns of a potential unrest and division within the community. Igniting, they listen to the words they use here, igniting concerns over potential unrest and division within the community. Unrest and division. Igniting unrest and division. See what they're doing? But they're going to allow this to happen. Why? Because they want the igniting of unrest and division. The demonstration is set to occur in Gustav Adolf Street between 3 and 6 p.m. Swedish time has raised alarm bells among local residents and officials alike. Really, you don't say. Folks, take a moment to please like and share this video far and wide. Share it like herpes, the gift that keeps on giving. Iran's axis of resistance claims new front against Israel, a militia based in the Arab island nation of Bahrain. Did I say that right? Bahrain, Angel Warrior, thank you. And Bahrain has claimed its first ever attack on Israel, marking that would be a fifth front opened by forces of the Iran-aligned axis of resistance coalition since the beginning of the nearly seven-month-old war. It's already been 7 months. It's already been 7 months, this war. The group, known as the Al-Khasr and styling itself as the Islamic Resistance of Bahrain, issued a statement Thursday announcing that it had targeted the headquarters of the Israeli company Trucknet Enterprises, said to be responsible for land transportation and the Zionist entity in the southern Israel port city of Al-Khasr. Also called so all right, border news. Let's get to some border news. Florida passes a law requiring hospitals to publicize the cost of unpaid care for illegals. And the reports thus far show that the loss to the state's hospitals is a massive $566 million just in 2024. And we just started in 2024, folks. The taxpayers are picking up much of that loss. So, yeah, you're going to pay for it. Do you guys remember the border agents on the on the horseback that falsely accused of whipping migrants in Texas now are awarded. They're given awards for their service. One of the Border Patrol agents falsely accused of whipping migrants at the border in Texas and chastised by President Biden himself has now been given an award by the same government. The agent, whose name has been withheld since the September 2021 incident to protect his identity, received a Border Patrol Achievement Award. Really? Oh boy. From the legacy, from the agency Thursday morning, a Department of Homeland Security, DHS source told the Post. The agent was recognized for his intelligence work on human smuggling cases, they added. The agent was one of the five photographed on horseback during the incidents. Do you guys remember this? I do. Where they were accused of whipping Haitian migrants at the riverbank in Del Rio, Texas, while trying to control members of a crowd of roughly 14,000 people crossing into the U.S. illegally. So I remember seeing this picture, and it was a picture of this guy riding a horse, and there's this black Haitian guy. And just the way the rope was hanging off the horse or whatever it was, the mouthpiece, it did look like he was whipping him. It's fucked up, but it did look like that. So they took that picture, plastered it all over MSM, and ran with it. Some states looking to drop electoral college for popular vote. What do you guys feel about this? There's a push taking place at the state level to end the current form of the electoral college system in national elections and to replace it with a popular vote. There's now a movement of 17 states and the District of Columbia, of course, Washington, D.C., to go along with this proposed change. If enacted, this could represent a fundamental shift in how America's elections are decided. And you know, if D.C.'s in on it, it ain't good. Breaking news, California's Long Beach declared a public health emergency after a tuberculosis outbreak left one person dead and nine others hospitalized. So where would the tuberculosis be coming from? Oh, I think I know. The southern border. Elon Musk promises to lift X ban on NAZI leader. Controversial billionaire and ex-owner Elon Musk vowed to allow avowed neo-NAZI Nick Fuentes back into his platform on Thursday. Fuentes, the leader of the so-called, I don't want to say this word, I don't want to even read this, has been banned from the platform since 2021 and is infamous for his violent and bigoted rhetoric. What was I saying before? I think I almost got Nick on my show not too long ago, but he wanted to be on YouTube, and he's like, do you have the balls to put it on YouTube? Something like that. Come on my show, buddy. Let's talk. I want to see who you are. I want to see who you are. I want to see what your purpose is. I want to see if you're not an agitator. I'd like to see that. I'm open to whatever you have to say. I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out with you, buddy. 1 foot in, 1 foot out with you. So prove me wrong, because I kind of feel, I don't know, that you could be agitating things a little bit, pouring gas on the fire, if you know what I'm saying. So come on my show. Let's talk about it. And I'm not saying I'm going that direction, but let's talk about it. I'd like to have you on my show if you're willing. And obviously it can't go on YouTube. Can't go on FluffTube. Can't go on the FluffTube. But and I'll keep it clean, man. I'm not going to throw it. Hey, I won't throw any cheap shots. You know, I'll keep it clean. Hey, yo, prove me wrong. I just want to know where you're coming from. That's it, man. Because there's a lot of agitators out there right now. And I don't know. You're kind of falling into that category to me. So let's see. I don't know, folks. Look, I like to be proven wrong. And if I'm proven wrong, I'll happily say, good, you changed my mind. That's all I needed to see. That's all I wanted to see. And I'm out. Thank you. Peace. Give me a thumbs up if you agree with what I just said right now. I'm just curious how my audience sees this, interprets everything I'm saying. Give me a thumbs up. You know, please, folks, let me know that if what I'm laying down, you're picking up. I don't know. I don't know if you are. Yeah. All right. Cool. So you guys are on board with what I'm saying. Okay, cool. 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 All right. I can work with this. I can work with this. See? All right. Cool. All right. Let's get to Flying is now, to me, Russian roulette. I don't like to fly. Okay, I don't like flying on airlines. I like to take little hops and skips. I'll go to Austin, Phoenix, California sometimes on Southwest. But the Greyhound in the sky, you're flying the Greyhound in the sky, packed in a plane like sardines. Every plane, every fucking seat sucks. And then, of course, I always have to sit next to the big lady that needs the extension on her seatbelt. And she always takes the middle seat, you know. All right. So, second Boeing whistleblower dies suddenly after claiming safety flaws were ignored. Thank you, Luciano. Hey, Nino, any chance of you and Jim Brewer hooking up? That dude is awesome. Yeah, I've had shows with him. I've done two shows with Jim Brewer. I'll reach out to him again, and we'll see what's going on. A whistleblower who has accused Boeing of ignoring safety flaws in the 737 MAX airplanes has died. Joshua Dean, a former Spirit AeroSystems quality auditor, claimed he was fired for flagging concerns about lax standards at the company's manufacturing plant in Wichita, Kansas. He suddenly died. He just suddenly died at the age of 45 on Tuesday after suffering from a fast-spreading infection, according to his family and lawyer. A fast-spreading infection, huh? I don't know. Dean's lawyer, Brian Knowles, said it was a loss to the aviation community and its flying public. Yeah, I'll say. I don't like flying. I don't like flying. I feel like, I don't know, I'm trusting these two guys I don't know flying the plane. I know they have absolutely lowered their standards in everything now, and they've all been this. So I don't even know if their IQ is the same anymore. So I don't know. I don't like to fly. I don't like to fly. I look at it like, maybe I'll drive instead. I've been driving to most places. I like driving because at least I'm on the ground and I know what you're going to say. I already know what you're going to say. It's a lot more dangerous. And yeah, it is. But at least I feel like I have some kind of control. I don't know. Exclusive. Women are reporting Ozempic breasts while taking weight loss drugs. Folks, if you're taking Ozempic, beware. Go at your own risk on this one because I've heard a lot of bad things about Ozempic. I've heard it can paralyze your guts and then you can't go to the bathroom. I mean, there's certain folks. I've heard horror stories on Ozempic, but plastic surgeons say that rapid weight loss can also cause the breast to sag. Ozempic users have opened up about experiencing shifts in breast size. Ozempic has already been linked to a host of bizarre bodily changes, including sagging skin and sunken in cheeks. And just become a vegan. You'll get that gaunt look in no time. Everyone I know, and I know there's probably vegans on here. Oh my God, he's going to be talking about us. Yes, I am. Remember, I hate all people the same. The vegan movement to me is just another one of these movements, if you know what I'm saying. And, me personally, I love red meat. I love red meat. I love red meat. I like to eat red meat. Nothing tastes better to me than a greasy cheeseburger with onions. I love In-N-Out. I love Whataburger. Let me see right now. I want to take a quick poll. Whataburger. I have to say Whataburger. Whataburger or In-N-Out. Which one's better? Let's take a poll right now. Which one's better between Whataburger and In-N-Out? Come on. In-N-Out. Ooh. Whataburger. In-N-Out. Ooh, it's even. Man, you know, it's even. I got to say, I love Whataburger. I crave Whataburger. The double patty with cheese. I love Whataburger. But I even have Whataburger shirts. Okay, I like Whataburger. But shit, I don't get In-N-Out enough. I don't get In-N-Out enough. Have you guys ever eaten at Chico's Tacos in El Paso? Have any of you ever eaten at Chico's Tacos in El Paso? Have you ever had a Chico's Tacos? Now, I'll put Chico's Tacos against In-N-Out. I'll put Chico's Tacos against Whataburger any day of the week. The only problem with Chico's Tacos It ain't fun when it comes out. Ah, Chico's Tacos. I don't know. Chico's Tacos. If you ever go through El Paso, make sure you stop at Chico's Tacos. Get your Chico's Tacos. Basically, they're underwater tacos with cheese on them and like a pizza sauce, a tomato sauce with con queso, and they're really good, okay? It's muy sabroso. All right. So Ozempic has already been linked to a host of bizarre bodily changes, including sagging skin and sunken in cheeks. But now women are reporting side effects dubbed Ozempic breasts, which when their boobs either shrink or balloon in size. I don't know, they balloon in size. Doctors say the former is to be expected because if someone loses weight, fat tissue in the breasts also diminish, making them smaller in size. But that later is more surprising to experts. One line of thinking is that hormonal functions in the body cause temporary breast swelling in the or tenderness. Another theory is that as people become skinnier, their breasts simply appear bigger. So, wow. Still, dozens of women have been left feeling disappointed or pleasantly surprised due to the phenomenon. So you could either lose your breasts or they can go up and they can balloon. So use at your own risk. Britney Spears. Let's talk a little bit about Britney Spears and her mental breakdowns. Britney Spears sparks mental health crisis concern. Man, I got to tell you, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it being not being a child star and brought up into this industry. Hell no. I just don't see how it's worth it. So Britney Spears sparks mental health crisis concerns as Chateau Marmont in L.A., as barefoot star is pictured wrapped in blanket and attended to by emergency services in scene reminiscent of her 2008 breakdown. Spears, who's 42 years old, which I didn't know she was 42. Man, she's already 42. 42 years old. Wow. Britney Spears was seen clad in her underwear, clutching a pillow and appearing distressed. A man wheeled a stretcher with the star's belongings on it, with a fire truck also seen. It has been claimed Spears and felon X, Paul Richard Soltz, got into a huge fight. Britney Spears sparked mental health crisis concerns at the Chateau Marmont in the early hours of Thursday morning as shock photos showed her, the barefoot star, wrapped in a blanket being escorted out to emergency services. In scenes reminiscent of her 2008 Brit meltdown, Spears, 42, who was sparked increasingly concerned with her recent behavior and is claimed to be completely dysfunctional, has been seen clad in her underwear, clutching a pillow, and appearing distressed after she left the hotel. Folks, I'm going to be covering a little more entertainment news because I'm kind of finding this, it's kind of like a byproduct of what's happening right now. Watching the entertainment industry squirm and lose their fucking minds for what's coming, I don't know. I take great joy in. So it's kind of like how Cat Williams came out and like threw the first stone and like, actually, you know what, folks? I did. And I don't get credit for that. I'm the one that came out with the first viral video talking about, you know what, in 2020, when nobody else was. Nobody, Isaac Cappy, but other than that, it wasn't going viral. The video I hit, boom, a shot to the nuts. And I wasn't expecting it, nor did I plan it. I could never have planned anything like that, and here I am today. So it's kind of weird how this happened for me, folks. Did you guys find me from the first viral video? Is that how you guys found me, or was it through my podcast here? Because I don't even know. It's kind of weird. Like when you were in the tornado, you don't know what's going on. But people from the outside looking in know what's going on. Was it that Alex Jones is where Alex? I love Alex Jones. Croaking. Yeah. But the video I did went bananas. Found you on the. Yep. Yes. That really. That's how you guys. A lot of you found me, huh? I did not plan on that. I did not coordinate that in any kind of way. Yeah, you know what? That's true. Liz has been busy on this stuff too. Liz is deep in this stuff, and I commend her. You're right. That's correction. Liz as well. 100% Liz. Yeah. All right, folks. Doubleheader in what the fuck news? In what the fuck news? In what the fuck news? Folks, please share this video far and wide. Take a second to just share it, please. And I know you all get pissed off with all the ads playing from FluffTube. Nothing I can do about that. I don't know how to stop that. So doubleheader, folks. What the fuck news? In what the fuck news? In what the fuck news? Zombies are here, and we know they are. Silence of the Lambs is an actual reality. Who ever thought Buffalo Bill would be like the norm? Remember how creepy that movie was, Silence of the Lambs? I remember watching that thinking to myself, holy shit, there are probably people like that. And I would say in my mind, probably people like that in this world. And now they're everywhere. They're roaming the streets openly. They all came out of their basements. Possessed murder suspect ate man's face and eyeball and his ear after killing him. A man has been accused of killing a convenience store customer by eating his fucking face. It didn't say fucking, but he's eating his face in Las Vegas. Colin Sheck, 29, reportedly tackled Kenneth Brown to the ground on Las Vegas Boulevard near Charleston Boulevard just before 5 a.m. Sunday. This is morning breakfast, I guess. He had to get his protein. CBS Austin reported that a 7-Eleven employee told police a man had punched a customer in the parking lot before tackling the man and smashing his head on the concrete. About 45 minutes later, police received another call from witnesses reporting a man fitting the same description now at a bus stop eating another man's face. The victim, identified by the broadcaster as Kenneth, was taken to the hospital having sustained a large cut out of his face and missing an eye and an ear. He was later pronounced deceased. Whoa, he died from this. By medical personnel, the police added. Officers found Check with biological matter in his hair, mouth, and on his clothing, according to arrest documents obtained by CBS affiliate KLAS. He claimed he was homeless, had been awake for 5 days straight because he was possessed, and that Kenneth had attacked him. He used his teeth to eat Kenneth's eyeballs and ears, he told detectives, the documents say. Appearing today in Las Vegas Justice Court this morning, Check's lawyer told Judge Amy Schellen that he believes Check is incompetent to stand trial. I'll say. Better make sure he has a full stomach. Jeez. Let's have some good news. Some feel-good news for what the fuck news. Orangutan. Amazing orangutan shows incredible human-like behavior in world's first. So check that. So I have a theory about this. In Disney's The Jungle Book, the orangutan king Louis famously sings how much he wants to be like young human Maugil. I don't know. Now it seems that real apes are even more like people than previously thought. In an incredible world's first, an orangutan, a male orangutan, has been seen repeatedly treating his wound using medical plants. The wild male Sumatran orangutan known as Rakus has been chewing leaves and applying the sap to a wound on his face. He then smeared the chewed up leaves over the injury like a gauze. The plant Acar Kuning has anti-inflammatory and pain relieving properties. It is used in traditional medicine to treat conditions including diabetes, dysentery, and malaria. So here's my thoughts on this. If evolution did occur, which I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out, but I believe in a creator, and I believe we were perfectly created, maybe a little modified here and there. I don't know. But I do think spontaneous evolution could happen, which meaning that, which means this. Give an orangutan some DMT. Give an orangutan some psychedelics, and maybe, just maybe, bing! Spontaneous evolution right there. I'm just betting our primitive ancestors came across psychedelics. Is that so hard to believe? If an orangutan is treating his wound with a medicinal plant, maybe we came across some mushrooms and it piqued our curiosity and consciousness. And I don't know. Maybe that's how we went to the next level. If that happened. I'm not saying it happened, but it's a good theory. Like I said, giants to me and all the other species that are now being caught on camera and bones are being discovered, that throws a huge monkey wrench in evolution for me. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Fuck them all on PatriotWare. PatriotWare.com. Get your fuck them all shirt. I'm going to go jump onto some entertainment news right now and see what's going on. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Share this video far and wide. Like. Please help me beat the algorithm. And thank you for getting me to 300,000 subs. That's pretty cool. It was a lot of hard work. So thank you very much. Get rid of Ann Coates. Ann Coates. Grifter. Grifter. Why? Because I had to put food on the table? That's why. Should I do an OnlyFans? Would you be happier with that? If I was masturbating on camera, would that make you happier? Would I not be a grifter if I was jerking off on camera? Makes sense. Okay? All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting. Kick all those trolls out later.